You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The building behind me, that is the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse. A very busy place this time of year because OTAs are ongoing. This is Mason's Mailbag for Memorial Day weekend. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the UC Health Training Center. Let's get started with a question about the defense. This one from David Bridget. How will Denver's defense be successful with the loss of Aqib Talib? Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that losing Aqib Talib isn't a blow to the defense. It is, and it's something they're going to have to overcome. That being said, you are counting on better play from the pass rush to help make things easier on the back end. If you can bring in Bradley Chubb, of course, you have Shane Ray coming back from the wrist injury last year. You add that to Von Miller and Shaq Barrett. You're counting on more pressure from the edge guys to help force some errant passes that will allow Tremaine Brock, Brendan Langley, Marcus Rios, Isaac Yiadom, those cornerbacks who are all stepping forward and could be the number three, likely Tremaine Brock. He started off the week that way. But any of those guys, they could have an easier time of it if you get better from the pass rush, not only from the edges, but the interior. Derek Wolfe, Shelby Harris, Doma Taapeko, DeMarcus Walker, of course, last year's second-round draft pick. All of those guys need to step up. If they can do that and they can get more from the pass rush than they did last year, then the Broncos will be in good position to withstand the loss of Aqib Talib. And then, of course, the other thing is Tremaine Brock as the number three cornerback or one of those young guys, they have to step up. You know, Chris Harris Jr. and Bradley Roby can do it, but what happens after that? Between that and the pass rush, that will determine whether the Broncos can withstand the loss of Aqib Talib and be at their usual level, if not better. Next question, still on the defense. It's one about Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons has grown as a player a lot in the last two seasons. What can we expect from him in 2018? That question is from Brenton Mack. Well, if you ask Darian Stewart in particular, Justin Simmons has a bright future. Stewart sees Simmons as a guy who could be a Pro Bowler or even an All-Pro in due time. But remember with Justin Simmons, he only has one season as a full-time starter. He had some starts late in 2016 as well, but he is still developing. He is still growing. The thing about Justin Simmons is he's got a lot of range, more range than almost any safety in the game, and he's got outstanding ability to track the ball. We saw this at Boston College. We've seen this the last couple of years when there have been some errant throws. There are not many passes that are lobbed up deep and have some arc under them that Justin Simmons cannot get to. Now, Darian Stewart having a better season than they had last year, that will help. Sua Craven stepping up in the box, working next to Brandon Marshall, that will also help Justin Simmons, but a lot of it's going to happen on his own. I think he has a bright future. I think he can be a Pro Bowler or an All-Pro down the line, like Stewart suggests. Whether that happens this year, we'll see. But I think the Broncos are going to get good play from Simmons this year, and I think they're very happy with that 2016 pick. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, at Mace Denver. Also, listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater, Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue 760. You can also access that online via the iHeart app. Talk to you next week.